The director of communications at the president's, Ben Dotem Malo, has been explaining the reasons for the urgency with which President Mahama has been pushing the ECOWAS agenda since his election as ECOWAS chairman. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Malo disagreed with those who claim the president should rather concentrate on fixing Ghana's economy. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
President John Dramani Mahama is deeply, seriously, consistently focused on making sure that challenges facing Ghana receive his full attention. He's in regular meetings, finding solutions to the problems that are confronting Ghana. And he's continuing to do that. Number two, President Mahama was elected chairman of ECOWAS by his colleague leaders in this 15-member state economic community of West African states. The role he's playing, he's able to play at a sub-regional level whilst at the same time concentrating on the challenges facing Ghana. And it should be a source of pride and honor for us Ghanaians that our leader, our president, is chosen by his peers to provide that leadership for ECOWAS at this time. Point number three, it was our highly regarded first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who stated that the independence of our nation was meaningless without the liberation of the entire African continent. So if we find the Ghanaian government, the Ghanaian president, engaged in uniting a sub-regional grouping of Africa, it should feed into this role we have been admired for by all Africans and many other people across the world. And above all, let me just say that many of the issues that President Mahama is trying to deal with on a sub-regional level as chairman of ECOWAS are issues that get resolved in Ghana. If gas or energy is solved on a sub-regional level, we benefit. If the Lagos to Abidjan highway is constructed, it solves transportation problems within Ghana too. If Ebola is confronted and dealt with so that it doesn't spread beyond Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, it is a solution that it benefits Ghana. So there are many benefits from what President Mahama is doing as chair of ECOWAS.
Looking at the passion within which the president is executing matters on ECOWAS, ensuring that there is peace and stability within the sub-region and also solving the economic situation. Now, you say that he would want to leave a mark, perhaps different from what other ECOWAS leaders have done.
My brother, it is too early to talk about leaving a mark. President John Dramani Mahama is working very closely with his other brother presidents in the region, President Alassane Ouattara of Cote d'Ivoire, President Jonathan of Nigeria. So even though he is the leader, he consults these other leaders, to make sure that whatever is arrived at is something agreed by all. And right now, the focus of his leadership is to bring all these leaders together to find consensus and unity behind the issues like regional integration, issues like agreeing the economic partnership agreement, issues like addressing peace and security. If we have destabilization in Nigeria, it will be a destabilization of the whole sub-region, which is what President Mahama stated. You remember Ghanaian soldiers, men and women in uniform, police, immigration, who ended up going to Liberia and Sierra Leone when we had conflicts in those places. So if by leading ECOWAS successfully, peace and security stays in the region, and investors bring investment to the region, the benefit is not just for the region as a whole, but Ghana eventually benefits.
Director of Communications at the President's, Ben Dotem Malo, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating. Meanwhile, international relations expert Ebad Ibrahim says though ECOWAS has failed over the years to implement major protocols geared towards the transformation of the sub-region, tomorrow's summit in Accra is timely. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Ebad described the biometric ID cards for ECOWAS citizens and the revocation of the protocol on resident permits, which are set to feature prominently at the summit, as good interventions. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
I think the flurry of activism that has been seen in recent time in the ECOWAS under the tutelage of our president, who doubles as our own president of the republic and the chair of ECOWAS, is quite understandable considering the fact that there are so many issues that are bubbling under the surface, not only the issue of security, and there are talks of getting a biometric identification for ECOWAS citizens from across the sub-region, as well as a contentious issue of a possible revocation of the prerequisite for residence permit when people travel from various ECOWAS member states. So that, you know, thorny issues, very important issues that are going to be taken between tomorrow and the day after in the spirit of engendering much needed integration within the sub-region. So such moves will have both their economic and security ramifications. Therefore, the meeting is coming at the right time because no time is riper to discuss issues that will bring about further integration of the sub-region, as well as nipping the menace of Boko Haram and other like-minded insurgencies.
Elba Ibrahim was not in support of those who claim President Mahama should concentrate more on Ghana's ailing economy rather than on the ECOWAS agenda.
I think the president is not to blame. You could say he's a victim of circumstance, as well as the urgency with which he has to spearhead the region's fight against terrorism and other important issues. The issue of diplomacy dictates that he take, you know, I use the word take juicily, he take very, you know, giant steps in tackling the issues of ECOWAS. That is why he has been made chair of the sub-regional bloc. Therefore, he has no option whatsoever to cave in and then concentrate on only his domestic issues. He has to cater to the needs, the economic needs, the political integration issues, the intra-trade issues of West African countries, because he has been made the one to spearhead the activities of ECOWAS. And mind you, this is not an open-ended partnership. It rotates amongst heads of state and is going to continue to be chair till March 2015. So until then, we shouldn't anticipate any abetting or mitigation in the robustness with which the president is tackling regional issues. Therefore, if each country within the sub-region is going to concentrate upon only their domestic problems, then certainly we will not get that tight-knit regional bloc meant to establish a symbiotic relationship between various countries and to bring about the political emancipation we need, the economic liberalization, as well as, you know, the total socio-economic well-being of the inhabitants of the West.
International relations expert Ilbad Ibrahim.
And now, following the huge traffic that characterized last month's ECOWAS summit in Accra, the police have diverted traffic on some major roads effective tomorrow. The police are also advising that motorists who have no business around the Movenpick Hotel venue for the summit desist from going there. The PR of the Accra Police Command, DSP Freeman Tete, outlines the major roads that will be closed to traffic.
The police administration has taken note of that. The concern of the public as well as done its own study. So they've gone back to the drawing board to fashion out how best control traffic so that people do not suffer on. Even yesterday, the Director General Operation himself was on the ground, the Director General Motor Traffic and Transport Department and the Regional Commander and his team, they went around to assess possible routes for diversion as well as have strategies to map out strategies to control traffic within the metropolis.
So what are the routes you are diverting to traffic?
So a decision has been taken. The route from Movenpick Hotel to Airport Traffic Light on Independence Avenue, Accra Bound, will be closed to the general public effective tomorrow morning to Friday evening. So let me go over again. The route from Movenpick Hotel to Airport Traffic Light on the Independence Avenue, Accra Bound, will be closed to the general public. So road diversion or traffic diversion. Traffic on the Liberation Road approaching the National Theater Traffic Light to Ministry area will be diverted onto the Barnes Road. Take a detour from the Accra Polytechnic to the Ministry area. Secondly, traffic emanating from the Liberia Road will be diverted onto the Castle Road through AU Circle, through Rich Runabout to various destinations. Traffic on the Independence Avenue between AU Circle and Novotel will be on a single carriageway in both directions. The Independence Avenue from Association Traffic Intersection to Movenpick Hotel will be converted into a one-way and segregated to allow smooth passage of VVIP convoys. At the same time, traffic from the AU Circle will also be the other portion of the single carriageway in both directions. Now, motorists are further advised to note this arrangement and plan alternative routes before embarking on their journey. No vehicle will be allowed to park or drive through the above-mentioned still route. Traffic officers will be on hand to keep motorists to assistance to motorists on alternative diverted routes. So these are alternative arrangements that have been made for the public so that they don't suffer unduly. But at the end of the day, the police administration is also advising that if you don't have any serious business doing in town, this is a national assignment. Just stay away from this area. Nobody is restricting movements of others, but it has become necessary so that we protect our dignitaries who are coming. In all, about 20 heads of state are arriving in this country for ECOWAS heads of state summit.
Apart from these diversions that you've made, will your men be on the ground to physically direct the traffic?
Yes, they will physically be present to direct traffic. All those operational strategies have been taken. So it's important that the vehicular public give them the needed cooperation. This is just a 2D assignment. So that is why we entreat them. They will be physically there. Everybody will be on the ground. Even the MGTU's efforts will be complemented by other police personnel.
That was Accra Regional PRO DSP Freeman Tete.